Hey guys, Lauren Screen and John Fox here with another Coffee with Coach. Big changes this week, obviously, at the quarterback position. What do you tell Mitchell starting his first NFL game on Monday Night Football?
You know, just to be him. You know, I think he's prepared very hard since he got here, and I think he's got all the guys' confidence, and he's had a great week of preparation, like you'd expect, and I'm excited to watch him play.
You know, he said when you called him to tell him that you did most of the talking, do people usually say that about you?
That could be. I understood I had to call him to my office because I heard he kind of said that to the press. Just kidding. He's a real good guy. You know, like I said, he's well thought of. He's a great teammate. And he's got a sense of humor, too.
Yeah, that's good. You need that. He probably reacted pretty well in that moment, I would think.
Yeah, no, he was great. He was excited. And, you know, I told him it was a big opportunity, and I think he appreciates it.
As a head coach, you're 7-7 Monday Night Football, 2-1 with the Bears. I mean, that's 14 games you've coached Monday Night Football. It's such a big stage, an exciting night for the league. Do you get excited every year when you do that?
Yeah, I think our players do too. You know, I think prime time, you know, it's kind of, you know, going way back, you know, even to when I first got in the league. You know, it was a big stage. All your peers, not just fans, but all your peers are watching because typically they've already played that week, whether it's a Thursday night or a Sunday afternoon. You know, everybody's watching, and guys like that.
Yeah, absolutely. John Gruden's obviously calling the game Monday night. You guys got to go way back, being in the league so long.
Yeah, I think I remember first meeting John. He was the offensive coordinator with the Philadelphia Eagles when I was the defensive coordinator with the Giants. So we go way back, and then really when they started the NFC South the very first year in 2002, you know, he was the head coach of Tampa Bay, and I was the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. So we've had lots of battles. There's great respect, I think, on both sides. I think he does a terrific job, and look forward to seeing him at the production meeting.
You guys are 1-1 at home. Could have been 2-0 because you played really well in that opener against Atlanta. Do you think that this team has a home field advantage that they take advantage of?
Well, I think, you know, we've got great fans. They're the best. I mean, in week one against Atlanta, they were amazing. And then, you know, in the victory against Pittsburgh, they were amazing. It was, you know, it came down to the wire in both games. One we came up short, the other one we finished. And we want to give them something to cheer about, and I know our guys are excited for this stage and at home.
You know, it's National Coaches Day. Did the guys get you anything?
I actually did not know that.
Breaking news.
Yes, yes. Not yet. I have a leadership meeting here shortly, so we'll see.
I'm sure there'll be something there for you. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you next week with Coffee with Coach.